Homosexuality is criminalized in dozens of countries around the world, many of them former British colonies with the exact same law on the books. In some places like India, as well as Trinidad and Tobago, these laws have been struck down. Now, Kenya could be the next country to decriminalize homosexuality with a highly anticipated high court decision on Friday. On the line to tell us more from Nairobi is Jacob Kushner, a freelance journalist based in East Africa. Welcome to The Takeaway, Jacob.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about who's involved in this case. How did this even get to the level that it is today?
Sure. There's a local organization here in Kenya of activists called the National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Coalition. And for years now, this group has been fighting what they believe are homophobic laws through Kenya's court system. The laws on the books today in Kenya have been replicated across the former British colonies. During British colonization of Kenya, the British introduced this penal code that punishes unnatural acts, taken to mean gay sex between men, with 14 years in prison, or up to 14 years. And this kind of law is on the books still in about 40 former British colonies across the world. In fact, of all the countries in the world that still penalize homosexuality, over half are former British colonies. So here in Kenya, these activists really see the tomorrow's court decision as a post-colonial struggle to strike down a foreign British law.
What kind of, you mentioned the 14 years in incarcerated, are there other issues that LGBT Kenyans are experiencing prior to this potential change? I'm imagining there's also harassment.
Yes, that's right. LGBT people in Kenya face all sorts of things, whether it's blackmail by their neighbors or even by police, for example, threatening to out them as gay to their friends, their family, their employer if they don't pay money. That's a common thing. Many LGBT people recount being evicted by their landlords or fired from jobs, and many tell me they've been chased away by their families for being gay. So there's all manner of discrimination that LGBT people here face.
Some of these issues came forward with the film Rafiki, about a young lesbian couple that was initially banned and it was eventually played in the country. What does this tell us about where Kenyans stand on the issue of LGBT rights in general?
Those who want to keep these penal codes on the books point out that here in Kenya, 90% of people say they oppose homosexuality. Religious leaders, legislators, and even presidents refer to it as un-African. And it's for that reason that last year, when the film Rafiki came out, which portrays a lesbian love story set in a fictional city in Kenya, Kenya's film board, which is notoriously conservative, banned the film. They forbid it from showing here in Kenya. They said it had clear intent to promote lesbianism in Kenya, contrary to the law. But last year, after that decision, a high court in Kenya actually reversed that ban by the film board. And activists looked to that court decision as another example of sort of growing judicial independence. And this sort of independence has made them optimistic that the court might rule in their favor tomorrow by striking down the anti-gay law.
Do you expect there to be a domino effect in other countries in Africa?
Yes, Kenya isn't the first country in the world to strike down these British-era penal codes against homosexuality. Last year, India's Supreme Court struck down its law, as did Trinidad and recently Belize. And there are already cases underway challenging similar laws in former colonies such as Singapore, Jamaica, Botswana, and Malawi. And activists here in Kenya say they have colleagues in Western Africa and Southern Africa that might follow suit as well. So depending on the outcome of tomorrow's case, you may see even more challenges against penal codes around the world.
Jacob Kushner is a freelance journalist in East Africa who joined us from Nairobi. Thanks for sharing your reporting, Jacob.
Thanks for having me.